Sairam Children, here is your own program on Radio Sai, The Children's Hour.
Sairam Children, and along with all of you, we too have this opportunity to go back to our childhood and maybe even learn things we never learned before.
Oh, yes. In fact, our childhood was quite different from yours. Computers were not as popular then.
Oh, yes, Ganesh, I remember. It was not very common to have a computer at home at all. Only offices would have computers. And laptops were even more rare.
Tablets were what we ate when we fell sick and not a device.
Phones always had cables and could not be carried around. And only vehicles were mobile.
Today, when we say application, it means something in a phone. But in our childhood, applications were always forms made of paper.
And you know, children, we used to have science fiction movies in which we saw video calls. Today it is actually a reality.
And Prem, remember the camera those days?
Oh yes, quite different from what you have now, children.
Yes, we would have something called a film roll, which you had to put inside a camera. You could take about, 30 photos with one roll. After you finish that, you have to take the roll out and give it in a Photoshop. No, children. It is actually a shop, not a software.
Then the person in the shop would take the roll to a dark room and perform a process called developing and printing the roll. Then he would give you the 30 photos in 30 different printed cards.
And the part you would find most surprising is, till the photos are printed, children, you have no idea how they look. Nowadays, you take a picture on the mobile phone, see it on the screen, and if you don't like that, you can just delete it.
But in those days, we had no idea till we got the photos in our hand. But now you can delete it or even immediately share it with someone, even in another town. That too instantly. Wow. If you had to send a photo to a friend in, say, US from India those days, you would have to only post it. And it would take a good 3 weeks for it to reach.
But now, you can do it the next minute. That's how different things are, children. But how is it there is so much progress in science and technology in the past 50 years or so?
Yes, there was a slow and steady progress in science till the beginning of the 20th century, children. Then there was a sudden speed up. Do you know why, Ganesh?
Let me guess. Is it because we have more scientists now? Or is it that the scientists today are more intelligent than in the past?
No. We have had great scientists all through history. Be it Galileo, Newton, Boyle, so many truly great scientists. In fact, it is very inspirational to read about them. How with their limited resources, they came up with some amazing discoveries and inventions.
Then, what made science progress so much in the 20th and the 21st century, Prem?
Oh, it is very important to know that, children. It is around this time that communications improved. Be it through posts, telephones, or even by travel. Scientists from different countries were more well connected now.
And I am sure even the spread of printing helped, because the works of scientists could be put in books and scientists across the continent and globe could learn about it.
Exactly. So if you notice, in this period when science and technology progressed fastest, knowledge was shared. One scientist could share his understanding with another, and discoveries and inventions were done as scientists working with each other. So let us say a scientist was making a gadget. After he or she has made the simple working model, another scientist in another country could use his or her knowledge and improve the gadget.
Oh, wow. That's amazing. It is a very important lesson. When we share our knowledge, we can progress better as a society. When what we can achieve as a group is far more better than what we can achieve as individuals.
And sometimes, that is why learning in a classroom can also be more beneficial. When one student asks a doubt and the teacher explains, all the students benefit, don't they?
Yes, Prem. Sometimes a student may be a little shy to ask a doubt in class. But someone else may ask the question, and the teacher's explanation may benefit the shy student too.
So what do you think, Ganesh? Won't our students learn better if children's hour was a classroom instead of you and me sitting here and explaining things?
Oh, but we like to talk to the children, don't we, Prem? And I don't want to miss this opportunity too.
That's true. Same here, Ganesh. But I'm sure this classroom, even you and I will find interesting. Children, would you like to join these children who are sitting in an SSC class?
By the way, SSC stands for Sai Spiritual Education. So, let us see what the teacher is talking about in this class.
Good morning and Sai Ram, children.
Good morning, teacher.
Sai Ram, ma'am.
Welcome back to a new semester of SSC classes.
It is good to be back.
Did everyone have a good holiday?
Oh, yes.
Swati, I heard you won a prize in the skating competition. That's great. Children, let's put our hands together for Swati. And here is a small gift for you, Swati.
Oh, wow. Thanks a lot for these color sketch pens. I know I can use them for making cheerful cards for all my friends.
That's wonderful. Now, the quote for the day is, God is in our hearts. We need to search within ourselves. Children, let's sit silently and think over these wonderful words. Friends, we often hear the word God. Children, have you ever seen God? Do you know who God is? Do you know why people talk about God? Let us try and understand these now. Do you know who God is?
Well, I heard my grandmother say that God has created this world and us.
Children, you all believe that this world is created by someone? We are created by someone?
Scientists must have created all this.
Yes, Rohit. Scientists have been discovering a lot of things useful to us. But these are all animate things. There would be no life in it. There is a supernatural force. This supernatural force has created the universe and nature. What does this universe consist of?
Sun, moon, stars,
trees,
planets,
rivers,
lakes,
valleys,
oceans,
plateaus.
What about animals and we human beings?
Hey Susan, you got that right. Now children, this supernatural force that has created this endless list is called God.
But why did God create all these?
Yeah, no one asked God to do so.
God created us because He loves us and wants us all to enjoy His beautiful creation. He wants us to be ever happy, just like Him, and make others happy too.
Why did God create water, sun, trees and all the rest?
For our comfort and for us to enjoy this world just like Him.
Very well said, Tracy. God wants us to be happy, just like how our parents give us all that we need and want us to be happy. Look at the way God has created everything and balanced all the aspects in such a beautiful manner. His creation is so marvelous. Can you ever imagine if God had forgotten to create the moon?
Oh no! That would be horrible! We would have only hot sunny days, only mornings and afternoons, and no nights at all.
We would all get scorched.
Suppose there was no water around?
Maybe my mom would not worry me to have bath and wash clothes.
But we need water to drink, cook, clean up, and also for plants and animals.
That's right, we would die without water.
Children, hope you are now clear on God's amazing creation and the love with which He has balanced it.
But ma'am, this wonderful and thoughtful God, where does He live? Can I see God?
Now, that's a very good question, Rafiq. Wouldn't all of us love to see him? Well, let me tell you a short story and you would understand it better. A teacher distributed mangoes to all the students in the class. She said, "Children, you can eat your mango, but the only condition is that nobody should see you eating the mango." All the children ran here, there, behind the walls, behind the bushes, and all over. Soon they came back one by one and told the teacher that they finished eating the mango. But in a corner, there stood a little boy, Siddhu, with the mango still in his hand. The teacher was surprised and said, "My dear Siddhu, what happened? Don't you like mangoes? Why didn't you eat it?" Siddhu replied, "Teacher, I like mangoes very much, but I didn't find a place when nobody would see me eating it." The teacher said, "But the others have found such places and they have finished eating the mangoes." Siddhu replied, "Teacher, wherever I go to eat the mango, I find God watching me. How could I eat the mango then?" The teacher was very happy to hear this. "Siddhu, you have understood what God is," she said. So children, with this story, we can understand that, can anyone take a guess?
God is present everywhere.
Exactly. You got it right, my children.
So teacher, do you think we should assume that God is present everywhere?
No, Rohit. You needn't assume. You need to understand and experience it. Can't you feel your parents' love wherever you are? At home, in school, at the playground, the moment you think of them?
Yes, teacher. I feel that warm, fuzzy feeling in my heart the moment I think of my mom and dad, even if it is on the bus or the playground.
Or at school, or home, or when my mom wakes me up with a kiss every morning. I feel happy even when I dream about my parents.
Yes, children, just like the love of your parents, God's love is within you, around you, above and below you. God is present everywhere and anywhere. God knows everything because He watches us all the time. Don't your parents keep a watch on you always and care for your well-being wherever you go? Aren't they interested in everything you do and how you're doing?
Yes, madam.
Do you know why they are so concerned about you?
Because they have given birth to us and they love us and care for us.
I guess then God too is our parent, more like a super parent, because God created us all, including our parents, grandparents and their parents, along with this beautiful world.
And because God has created us with so much care and love, like our parents, God is always interested in our well-being.
And God watches us and wants us to be happy and joyful, just like Him.
Rafiq, that is a good observation. In fact, all of you are right in what you say about God's love for us. For Him, all are His children, the rich, the poor, the fair, the dark, and so on. And children, another thing to remember is that God can be in many forms, like Rama, Krishna, Jesus, Allah, Buddha, and so on. Just like how people look different with different attires. Now children, when you face a problem, who helps you?
I help myself or my friends help me.
My parents help me. They come to my rescue whenever I'm in trouble.
If I don't understand something in my class, my teacher helps me by explaining it again.
Well, all those who help you are doing so because God's love in their heart prompts them to be helpful. Now children, when someone does something good to you or says something nice, how do you feel about it?
We feel very good.
I feel thankful.
If that is so, how should we feel about God who has given us everything in this universe. The air to breathe, water to keep us alive, the sun and moon, and this wonderful planet Earth. God has also given us our families, friends, our school, and this wonderful SSE program.
Teacher, I feel so grateful to God that every night before I go to bed, I thank Him most sincerely for being so loving and so giving.
My dear little mates, Susan is right. When we thank our friends so many times for their acts of little help, how much more thankful should we be to God?
We must thank God every day.
That's right, Tracy. We must know Him, admire Him, praise Him, thank Him for all that He has given us. We must respect Him and be thankful to Him.
We must believe God and love God.
You are so right, Ramita. Just as God loves us, we too must love Him. Children, let us now have a small group activity. I would divide you into two groups, the girls' group and the boys' group. The game goes like this. Since we have talked about God all throughout, let us have some wonderful words connected to God in our game. I would ask each person to sit on the hot seat and give one word each. It is first the girls and then the boys. Are you ready for the game, children?
Yes, ma'am.
That's great. Now, I invite Tracy to take the hot seat. Tracy, please come to the hot seat. Would you start now? Could you give a word connecting to God?
Wise.
That's good. She says wise. It's now Swati's turn to take the hot seat.
Intelligent.
Intelligent? What about Sagar?
Oh, I choose loving.
Loving, yes, because God is loving. Yes, Prashanti. Prashanti needn't think so long to give a word. Come again, Prashanti.
Powerful.
Yes, God indeed is the most powerful. What about Ramita now on the hot seat?
Forgiving.
Forgiving, yes, God is always forgiving. Yes, Prashant, another word you would like to say?
Caring.
Caring? Sagar?
I choose powerful.
Well, Prashanti has already given the word powerful. Any other word?
I think godly.
Godly, of course. God is godly. Yes, Tracy?
God is generous.
Generous, yes. That's a lovely word indeed. If God had not been generous, we would not have all that we have now. Children, any other words?
Creative.
Ramita, can you say that again?
Creative.
Yes, of course.
Graceful.
Graceful. Lovely words, children.
Ever giving.
God is ever giving. Swati says God is ever giving.
Thankful.
Rafiq, how can God be thankful to us? It should be the other way around. Yes?
Yes, ma'am.
All right. You have done well, children. Let's put your hands together for yourself. That was great. Look at all the words that have come out in praise of God. Now, children, if God is all that you say, that is loving, giving, caring, and so on, how should we behave towards Him?
We must love Him and respect Him.
We must admire Him, praise Him,
adore Him.
These are real good answers. I'm glad you're thinking things through. Now, why do you think God made us? Any guesses?
To be happy? That sounds incomplete to me.
It's not enough if we are happy. People around us also need to be happy.
And even those who are far away from us must be happy. Of course, they should be. After all, aren't we all brothers and sisters, having all coming from the same divine origin, God?
Children, that was a real good discussion amongst yourself.
Surely, God wants us to be happy and make others happy. He wants us to pray for the happiness of all others, including birds, fish, animals, and of course our brothers and sisters in all the countries of the world.
Yes, that must be because we are connected in this great circle of life.
What about aliens on the other planets? Don't they deserve to be happy in their own world?
Aliens on the planets? That was a wonderful thought on your part.
That's the reason why we pray for the happiness of all the beings in all the worlds by saying, Samasta Loka Sukhino Bhavantu. Could you please repeat that, children?
Samasta Loka Sukhino Bhavantu.
We need to say this at the end of each class. Children, all your answers are wonderful. I'm very pleased with your participation. Let us now try and connect with God, understand Him and love Him. Let us spread these beautiful thoughts about God to your friends, brothers, sisters and the people next door.
How, teacher?
By being the way God wants us to be. Happy, loving, caring and sharing.
I know a trick that would help us to do that.
What trick?
We must love all and serve all.
Help ever, hurt never, because God is always everywhere and in everyone.
That's excellent, children. You have understood the concept very well. You have done a fine job. Children, I hope you enjoyed today's class. I'm sure you've learned a lot today. Next week, we will take up another topic to discuss. Till then, remember that God is always within you, around you, above you and below you. You live in space that is God. In fact, you are God and all of us are God.
Wow! That's so good!
I hope you will remember that through the week, as you choose your words, thoughts and actions, everything you do must now be godly.
Yes, ma'am. We will try to be good and godly.
I'm sure you will, children. Thank you and see you in the next class.
Sairam, ma'am.
Sairam, children. This program was recorded at the Sai Premavani Studios, the Radio Sai team of Vishakhapatnam.
Children, I enjoyed being in that class with all of you.
Same here, Prem. I too enjoyed that SSC class. But we heard about God. But when we say the word God, there is another word that comes to my mind. And that is prayer. How should we pray to God?
Oh, there are many ways to pray. You can chant shlokas, sing hymns, or even dance and pray. But what you choose depends on what you like. But which is the prayer God likes most?
That's a very interesting question. And that is what we will learn from this week's story, children. So over now to Sumana Madam for the story time.
Sairam, children. Today I shall tell you a very beautiful story from the book Sunrays for Thursday. It is about a young shepherd boy. This boy grazed his flock of sheep atop the lush green mountains. Every day he would search for the patch where the grass was greenest. He wanted his sheep to have the juiciest of grass. he would spend a lot of time grooming his sheep. He would comb their woolly hair, then he would remove the lice from them. He would wash their feet and clean their faces of any dirt with a soft cloth. He would sometimes rub oil over their horns to make them shine. Then he would tie colorful ribbons on their horns. And whenever he had little money to spare, he would buy little bells and tie them around the necks of his sheep. This boy loved to hear the tinkling sound when they walked. These sheep also were a very happy lot because they were loved dearly. The sheep were his friend as well as his family. He would hug them and talk to them and share all his dreams and thoughts with them. And when these sheep were busy grazing, this innocent shepherd boy turned his attention to God and chatted. So one day it so happened, while his sheep were grazing, he sat under a tree and started his chattering. "Dear God, I wonder where you live, what you look like, and how do you pass your time? You must be pretty bored all alone up above. And what do you eat?" As the afternoon sun was growing hotter, this boy continued his chattering. "Dear God, if you come to meet me, I shall show you the greenest pastures. I shall feed you with the freshest and juiciest grass. I shall bathe you if your hair gets dirty. And if you get lice in your hair, I shall pluck out the lice. But please, God, let me see you. Please, show yourself. I shall get you the fresh water from the mountain spring to drink, and I shall fan you if you lie down for your afternoon nap." And the boy went on and on with his innocent jabbering. A priest happened to cross that way, and he stopped to listen to this boy. He was shocked. "What are you doing, young fellow?" The boy smiled dreamily and said, "I am praying." The priest said, "Oh, really? Tell me, what you just jabbered, is that your prayer?" The priest frowned. "No, that is not the way to pray to God. God would have felt most insulted by your talks about eating grass and removing lice. Rubbish. Now listen to me. I shall teach you how to pray. Sit down, cross your legs, and join your hands. Yes, that's right. Now repeat after me." And the priest went on to teach some long prayers. And this bewildered boy tried his best to follow that difficult, high-sounding words. It sounded more like tongue twisters to him than prayers. But he obeyed the priest. Later, the priest went away, and the boy returned home with his flock of sheep. That night, God came to the priest in his dream. "Oh, priest, you are supposed to be teaching people how to connect with God." And the priest replied very importantly, "Yes, my Lord, that's just what I do." God continued, "That shepherd boy offered me a most beautiful prayer directly from his innocent little heart. But you started teaching him the correct oratory and the grammar of prayer. You almost broke his connection with me." He was so immersed in my thoughts, spoke directly from his pure innocent heart. At that time, he was one with me. I do not care for your words. I care only for the feelings and emotions. That little boy knew more about prayer than you do. And God felt very unhappy. Children, after hearing this lovely story of the shepherd boy, don't you think prayer is a simple, open-hearted conversation with God? One-to-one direct connection between you and God. Even if you have a mass prayer in your school, it's not a group activity, because God connects individually to each innocent heart. So remember, a childlike simplicity and purity and innocence is the direct road to divinity. Hope you like this little story. Sai Ram, children.
That was a nice short story, but with an important lesson. So what is that lesson?
Our prayer to God must be simple and heartfelt. Our devotion must be innocent and childlike.
That's an interesting word. Childlike, isn't it, Ganesh?
Why? Of course, it was a child, so his devotion was childlike. What did you find interesting in the word?
Because there are two words in English which are very similar. One is the one you used, childlike. And the other is childish. Can you tell our children the difference between the two words, Ganesh, childlike and childish?
Oh, yes. It is always good to be childlike. If a person is said to be childlike, it means that that person is innocent and pure like a child. But when we say a person is childish, it means that person has not become mature. The person has not learned things that must be learned with age. So, that is a bad thing.
That's what I was thinking about. Children, as you all grow up, there are some things that you should try and keep intact, like your purity and simple love for God. Then you will be childlike. At the same time, there are some other traits and habits you have to leave behind.
And the doctor is here to talk about one such bad habit, children. If any of you have this habit, maybe you should ask your parents to listen to it.
The habit is thumb sucking, children. I hope none of you still have that habit. If you do, no problem. You can get over it quite easily. But ask your parents to listen to the doctor's talk. You too can listen to it.
Over now to Dr. Lata Shree from the General Hospital.
Om Shri Sai Ram, offering most humble pranams at the divine lotus feet of our ever-present Lord. Sai Ram children, today I will try to explain about one of the habits in children, that is thumb-sucking, and this question was asked by a concerned parent last week. Thumb-sucking is normal in babies and also in toddlers. As we have all seen, babies not only suck their thumbs, but they also suck on other fingers, hands, and little by little, most children stop this habit on their own at the age of 3 to 6 years. And first of all, we should understand why babies suck their thumb. Babies have a natural urge to suck, and this urge usually decreases after the age of 6 months. But many babies continue to suck their thumbs to soothe themselves. Thumb sucking can become a habit in babies and young children who use it as a tool to comfort themselves whenever they feel hungry, when they are scared, when they feel restless, sleepy, or even bored. And in most cases, thumb sucking stops by itself, and rarely it continues after the age of 3 years. And in such cases, it is mostly in response to an emotional problem like an anxiety disorder. And some children suck their thumbs, especially to attract attention from their parents when they think that the other siblings are getting more attention of their parents. Does thumb sucking cause any problems? We need to understand. Thumb sucking in younger children is usually not a problem. It doesn't pose any problems later on also. However, when children suck their thumb often and almost throughout the day and with great anxiety around the age of 4 to 5 years, then they can have some problems like dental and speech problems. Prolonged thumb sucking may cause the teeth to become improperly aligned. This is called malocclusion, and even the teeth can protrude forward, and this usually corrects by itself once this habit is stopped. However, in severe cases, all this could need an orthodontic treatment. Some of the speech problems caused by thumb sucking are: children will not be able to produce the D's and the T's properly. They can be lisping and they often thrust their tongue forward when they are talking. We should see when a child needs treatment for thumb sucking. Most experts like pediatricians and behavioral experts recommend ignoring of thumb sucking in a child who is of preschool age or even younger. Children who suck their thumbs may need treatment when they continue to suck it with great intensity and throughout the day, even around the age of 4 years. In such children, we can see even a callus formation on the thumb due to vigorous and intense thumb sucking. And when children tend to develop dental and speech problems, they need treatment for this problem. Or when children feel embarrassed and when, like other siblings and friends, make fun of them and tease them, this is the stage when this problem has to be actively treated. And how do we treat this problem? Simple home treatment measures to stop children from this habit is sufficient in initial stages up to the age of 4 years. And even if the problem continues after the age of 4 years, then parents must consult a pediatrician and also a dentist to get the problem solved. At home, treatment includes parents setting rules for the child and providing distractions for the child, and it may help to limit the times and the places where the child is allowed to suck his or her thumb. Putting gloves on the child's hands or wrapping the thumb with adhesive bandage or even a piece of cloth may help to remind the child not to suck the thumb. And liberally compliment the child for its efforts and success in stopping this habit. Positive reinforcement, giving more attention to the child, and rewards for the child for not thumb sucking may also help to break this habit. For example, you can put stickers on a calendar each day the child doesn't suck his thumb, and after an agreed number of days, you can have a celebration for the child and you can suitably reward the child. This is called motivational therapy, and at any cost, you should never punish the child and you should not make fun of the child, because this will only lower the child's self-esteem. If home treatment doesn't work, or if parents are overly concerned about this habit or frustrated, then they can contact a behavioral specialist to try out other modalities of treatment like behavioral therapy, thumb devices, or devices for the mouth. But remember, thumb sucking usually is not a problem in children up to the age of preschool age or even in younger children, and most children will stop this habit on their own if we give them some time. This is all about this problem, so parents should not be unduly concerned or worried about this problem. And there are good treatments available to stop this habit. That's all for the day. Jai Sar.
So children, if any of you still have this habit, now you know that there is nothing much to worry, but you must make up your mind to get rid of it.
And more importantly, if your younger sister or brother have this habit, don't ever make fun of this. But Prem, sometimes when we listen to our children talk, I feel like using the word adult-like instead of child-like.
And I know exactly whom you are referring to, Ganesh. It's the conversation I had with Srivats Mohan, right?
Yes, Prem. Children, you heard the first part of this conversation last week. Now it's time for the second part, and I hope you remember. Sai Srivatsa Mohan from the primary school studies in the 7th standard and already authored 5 books. To be more accurate, 5 booklets. So over now to the wise little Srivatsa Mohan.
And another thing what I wrote in the book was that I have composed Vedas also. And I named it Sarva Deva Suktam.
Okay.
And I composed the first, second and the fifth stanza.
Mm-hmm.
And and other things I got from other prayers.
Okay.
All gods should be respected in that. So I did it. And the prayer name is Sarva Deva Suktam.
Would you like to chant it for us?
Chanting.
You want to see and chant?
Yes. Om Namo Bhagavate Sai Ishwaraya. Aham Bhagwan Sri Satya Sai Baba Pranamami. Tvam Mama Mata Pita Bandhu Saka Asti. Tvam Sarva Devata Atita Swarupa. Om Sai Ishwaraya Vidmahe Satya Deva Yadimai. Tannat Sarva Prachodayat. Tvam Ganesha Indra Vishnu Shiva Purushottamacha Asmi. Aham Tvam Savinayam Pranamami. Next, the fourth stanza is from Vishnu Suptam, first stanza. Vishnormukam virya viprabho chayyapartiva nimivate rajagum chiyo hastava yaduptarakum tadastam vichakramanas tego bayaha Vishnorarata masivishno Vishnavashivishno sambe Snovishno sura shivishno Dhruvamashivaisnavavashivishnavetva Om Sai Vishnu Namaha. Next, the fifth stanza is composed by me. Aham Sai Indra Sai Purushottama Cha Pranamami. Aham Sarva Devata Pranamami. Aham Sai Shiva Pranamami. Aham Shiva Shakti Swarupa Bhagwan Sri Satya Sai Baba Pranamami. Om Shanti Shanti Shanti.
Very nice. No, but you tell me, are there so many gods actually? You have to pray to all of them. How many gods are there?
There are so many number of gods we can't count.
But then we all say that God is one.
Yes, God is one. And all religions believe in different forms of God.
Okay.
Or as Hindus, we'll worship our own God which we like. We can worship all gods and say, we can't worship all gods and say, first day I'm going to worship this god, second day I'm going to worship this god.
Mm-hmm.
That god won't be, either this god will be pleased or this god will be pleased. He's worshipping me one day, what can I do?
Okay.
Like that.
So then how can we say that God is one, but then again say gods are many? Isn't it?
Yes, God is one, but forms are many.
So you're only worshipping the forms of God.
Yes, we worship the forms of God. Actually, God is formless.
Then?
But he took many forms for humans to understand him.
Okay. But then you're worshipping the form of God. You're supposed to worship God then.
Yes, we take that form of God as God. Or after, first for the beginning, you have to take one form of God and worship it thoroughly.
Mm-hmm.
Then when he is pleased with you, he'll grant his darshan. And then once you have done that and you are perfect with that form of God, then you can go to formless. You can't understand the formless aspect unless and until you go through the form of God.
So why do we worship all this? I mean, see, you're a student. What is your duty? Yeah. Your duty is to study well. Then you get a good degree, get a good job, earn money. Where is worshipping God come in all this? Why should we worship God at all?
Yes, when we worship God, God, he sees to that whatever we are doing as, if we follow our duty and worship God, worshipping God also is our duty. And when we do our duty, God helps us in our work.
How do you please God? Okay, if you worship God, God is pleased. How else can you please God? Because if simply you sit and simply say prayers, you're great, you're beautiful, you're like this, God will not be pleased. No, he's not like you and me. You praise
yes.
you and if you praise me, I'll be very happy with you. But God
yes.
is not like that. You need to do more to please God, no?
Yes.
So one way to
please God is service.
Service to?
Service to man.
Service to God.
Swami
okay.
said, service to man is service to God. Manav seva is madhav seva.
Mm-hmm.
So when you do service, you feel some happiness which you can't feel in any other thing which you do. So mm-hmm. When you do that service, God is very pleased with you, and that's why you get the state of total bliss.
Mm-hmm. What else can you do to please God?
Yes, prayer, service, and...
As a son, what you can do to please God?
We can do our duty to our parents,
mm-hmm.
and that will also please God. We should follow our duty as what we are. As a student, we should study well, get good marks. As a son, we should obey our parents, respect them, and look after them, and do what they tell you. Like that, as what you are in the, what you are, and what you are called, you should do your duty as per your role.
Okay, So, are you planning to become a doctor now when you grow up?
Yes, Swami told me so. I'll surely become.
So, you'll surely become, you're confident you'll become a doctor?
Yes.
What doctor do you want to become?
Ayurvedic doctor.
You become an Ayurvedic doctor?
Yes.
So then you'll start writing Ayurvedic books. Why Ayurvedic? What's the difference between Ayurveda and allopathy? The other one is called allopathy, right?
Yes.
Regular medicine, MBBS, is called allopathy.
Yes, but I want to become Ayurveda because as means... there are three aspects according to me.
Mm-hmm.
Allopathy, Ayurveda and homeopathy.
Mm-hmm.
So, Swami once told a doctor that allopathy, it gives is quick relief.
Mm-hmm.
But it might be dangerous to the body.
Mm-hmm.
Homeopathy gives slow relief but a complete cure.
Okay.
And Ayurveda is between homeopathy and allopathy. So it gives total cure, but it doesn't take much time to cure than as homeopathy.
Mm-hmm.
I feel like that an allopathy is, according to me, it's not good at all.
It's not good at all.
No.
Why is it so bad? Because so many, Swami has set up two hospitals here where they give allopathy medicine.
Yes, allopathy I feel is good, but not all these antibiotics.
Okay.
When we take it, sometimes gives harm. And I feel it's good in one way, but not... if we don't know to give... Allopathy is really dangerous when we give another wrong medicine,
mm-hmm.
and it'll have a wrong effect in the people. So many are afraid in my class. If you go and ask, they'll say we are afraid to become doctor. Because if we give wrong medicine, patient will die, will good case.
So your classmates are scared because of that?
Yes, they don't want to become doctor even if parents are forcing them.
You know, if you have to study Ayurveda, if you really want to master Ayurveda, you should also learn Sanskrit, no?
Yes.
So you're learning?
I love Sanskrit and I have interest in it.
So you're learning Sanskrit?
Yes, I'm learning now.
What is the Sanskrit is very close to Telugu?
very similar?
It's in one way it's similar because Telugu also emerged from Sanskrit.
Okay. What is the difference between English and Sanskrit? How is it different?
English is a totally different language. It did not come from Sanskrit.
Okay.
Because the foreign people are speaking English.
Mm-hmm.
But Sanskrit is called the Deva Bhasha.
Mm-hmm.
Because the gods too speak Sanskrit, not English.
But our Swami spoke everything. Swami spoke English
Swami
also.
Swami spoke all languages. To each one, he spoke different languages.
So all languages have become Deva Bhasha now. Because Swami spoke all languages.
Yes.
Swami spoke even Italian. You know that?
Yes, all languages I know.
So now all languages have become Deva Bhasha.
Yeah, because Swami spoke them.
So you like going to your primary school? Nice?
Yes, I like it so much.
But you don't miss your home? You don't miss your parents?
No, not at all.
You don't miss them?
I means we'll miss them. But I'll feel very happy when I go to school only. First day only I get adjusted and I won't feel homesick at all. And many of my friends will be telling, I want to go home. And they'll start grumbling in school and I'll say, why? I don't want. I'll be here. I'll be fine.
So what's planned for next year? What are the books you're planning to write now?
Now I don't have any plans. But when I go to school only, I'll get all that. When I come back to home, the atmosphere and everything changes.
It's all playful. Only play when you go home.
And do other things also. But when I go to school, my atmosphere is fully charged. And all that comes out totally when I'm at school. I was telling about the third book.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, tell me.
Yes, third book... It's about the songs I composed.
Okay.
I composed three songs.
Mm-hmm.
One is Sanskrit song. Then the second is English song and another is Telugu song.
Okay.
And I also composed another Sanskrit song. But I didn't write it in this book because it was later.
Why didn't you tell us this English song? Because there'll be more children who can understand English.
Okay.
You like to read out the English song or you know the song by heart?
By heart, I know it.
Yeah, so you can...
If I can refer this book...
Yeah, yeah, sure.
Should I sing it?
Yeah, sing it.
Listen to the music of God. Fear will run away and you'll have a happy life as it is God's music. Enjoy it and be thankful to Him. And always keep Him in your loving heart. Fear will run away and you'll have a happy life as it is God's music. When we are in our childhood, we are enjoying it. Always keep Him in our loving heart and we merge into Him forever. We merge into Him forever. We merge into Him forever. We merge into Him forever.
Very nice. So, hope you write more songs like this.
Yes.
Then, what is the fourth book?
Fourth book, it's about my experiences.
Mm-hmm.
Means, which in physical presence of Swami, what all Swami has talked with me, mm-hmm. till His last word He spoke to mm-hmm. me.
What was the last word Swami spoke to you?
That was in going to another topic. Means I said that interview.
Mm-hmm.
Along with the interview, our district had put up a drama.
Okay.
At that time, Krishna Tarangalu, that means, that time we put up the drama. And then in the drama, our district put up and they gave me for speaking in front of Swami, I had to speak.
Okay.
That time I was a Bal Vikas student, so I had to speak. So at that time, I was asked to speak on that Swami will say one speech, E Gunambu Ganinchi, E Chinchano.
Okay.
That speech I had to by heart and say.
Mm-hmm.
And then I had to say something about Swami.
Mm-hmm.
And that also, that time was very small. Somewhere I finished UKG, that's all.
Okay.
and I was just starting to go for coaching for this primary school.
Mm-hmm.
I finished coaching and I didn't join first standard yet. That time I started that. One time I was asked to give a rose to Swami. I gave it to Swami and I thought Swami will just take it off. I didn't know anything like that. So Swami took it and gave it back to me.
Okay.
And they all will go now, go now, go now. Mm. And I went off. Then I started the speech. And then I started. And in Telugu I had to speak. I said, all the five elements are in Swami's hands. I came to one point like that. And I said, first I said, Swami will always count the gunas of the bhakta.
Mm-hmm.
And that Swami said that he would do that every time. And then the five elements are all controlled by Swami. They are always in Swami's hands. And before that, I said that Swami was the one who rushed to the help of Gajendra and who saved Prahalada, who did all... Means who's, when the Kuchela was suffering from poverty,
mm-hmm.
he saved him and got him out of poverty. He is the same. Who did that? He is only he.
Okay.
He is the same one. Then Swami blessed me. He raised his hands and blessed me. And then after that, I said this, all five elements are in Swami's hands. Swami did like this and pointed to his hand.
Swami showed his hand and pointed out.
Okay. Yes. Mm. And he was asking, show me. Come on, show me. And
show me where the five elements are. Okay.
Yes. Mm. But other people were misunderstanding it.
Mm.
So they thought Swami was telling, stop, stop.
Oh, okay.
So they just took. Now go, go, go. First when Swami blessed us, they thought Swami is telling to stop. I said, no, 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 no. I want to speak, it's my wish. I have not completed my speech, whatever I was. So somehow I argued and gave a rest of it. But when Swami did like this, they all again misunderstood it as Swami told to stop and they just pushed me off.
Okay. Then Swami said anything after you finished? Swami was happy with your speech?
Yes, Swami was happy. After that only, then Swami came... In the line, that time, after the drama, we all would sit here. And we all sat there. And then Swami came there. And Swami came straight to me. Swami asked me, "Ni pere enti? What's your name?" And I didn't hear first. Then all those VIPs and all surrounding Swami, they asked me loudly. Then I said, "Komaragiri Sai Srivatsa Mohan." Then Swami asked, Komaragiri telsu ra ni pere enti.
I know who is Komaragiri, but what is your name?
Huh? Yes.
Okay.
Then I didn't hear that and Swami just went off. And that was the last time Swami spoke to me.
Okay.
Swami gave me Pad Namaskar. And that time, once another time in first standard, we were going to get the pink bags from Swami. We have the Love All Server bags.
Okay.
That time we got clay and everything Swami gave us in that. And that time Swami gave us our bags. We had to go there to Swami to receive. And ma'am used to tell us, Sheshu ma'am, strictly ma'am used to tell, to anyone who gives, say, Sai Ram, thank you. So when I went to Swami, Swami gave me, I said, Sai Ram Swami, thank you, sir.
You told Sai Ram Swami to thank to Swami himself, okay.
Then after that, I just received and I got that 500 which Swami gave us when we all were in second standard. He gave us some 500 rupees, he gave us with his own hands.
To each one of you?
Yes.
Okay.
He gave us with his own hands. And yes, and I didn't get any other chance, but my teachers told that, and in those years, Swami used to give even safari to all of us.
Right, okay.
That time my teacher told that Swami would himself write the names and say this should be given to this boy and everything. And that year I know that much, but I didn't see and get it from his hands. That time before that year, drama year, I got the dress Swami gave for Seva organization. They would make Swami touch all the dresses and then give us. So that time I got that one. But that time I was too short, it would come till here. It would cross my knees also. So the shirt itself. So I didn't take it. I have it still, but...
Not yet stitched.
Yes. Then after that, fifth book, Sai Prema. It is about the love of Swami. Then I would like to tell something in the book.
Yeah.
Yes, first I wrote about pure and blind love, about my opinion. And I said about pure love, I said pure love is the love of Swami, the love given by parents. And if you say, mother, I love you, and you do all sorts of things with, to displease her, it's not called love.
Okay.
Oh. The pure love should be respected in should be shown in form of respect and good manners, good behavior towards your parents and others. This is pure love.
Very nice. So, Shripat Mohan, may you write more books. So we'll again sometime maybe you can come back and tell us more about your experiences, about what you've learned. Okay, thank you so much for telling so much about all the books you've written, songs you've composed. All the very best for your 7th standard.
Thank you, Sai Ram.
How did you like our young author children? How did you like the whole children's art program today?
Oh, we would love to know what you liked about the program or what you didn't, children. So please do write to us.
And by now, you should know how to do that. You will have to mail to us at listener@radiosai.org. That is listener at radiosai.org. So, we will look forward to your mails. Till we meet you next week, be good children. Sai Ram.
Sai Ram children, meet you all next week.